From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Zimbabwe's military has seized power, and the country's longtime president is confined to his home, leaving Robert Mugabe's fate uncertain after what increasingly appears to be a military-backed effort to oust him after 37 years in public. VOA White House correspondent Michael Bowman has reaction now from some U.S. senators to the action.
Democrat Tom Udall of New Mexico expressed hope the military action in Zimbabwe will end soon.
I don't like coups. I think we should rely on democratic processes, but obviously everybody's gotten a little bit frustrated over there.
General elections are scheduled for July and August of next year. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
South African President Jacob Zuma, who chairs the South African Development Community, said in a statement that he spoke to President Mugabe, who indicated he was confined to his home. South Africa is also reportedly in contact with the Zimbabwean Defense Force. Flash floods caused by heavy rain in Greece killed at least 14 people in three towns, rural towns, west of the capital Athens on Wednesday. The towns of Mandra, Nea Paramos, and Megara are home to many factories and warehouses on the rural outskirts of the city. Officials have compared the flooding overnight to a waterfall. One deputy regional governor said the situation is very difficult. The Niagara Falls came down and could not be stopped. The floods have been described by area mayors as the worst in 20 years. One mayor said everything is lost. The disaster is biblical. This is VOA News. Thousands of